CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 19th of January, 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB is an official partner for this year's British Science Week. Nominations are open for two RSGB elected board director roles. Don't forget to update your club's RSGB Club Finder information. The RSGB is delighted to announce that it's an official partner for this year's British Science Week, run by the British Science Association. The RSGB outreach team worked with the RSGB comms team to offer an amateur radio-related activity, and this will feature in the British Science Week's community pack. This links with the Society's strategic priority of growth and its desire to reach new audiences. The Society is very excited that amateur radio will be featured for the first time in this important national STEM STEM campaign. Full details of the RSGB activity will be shared during the next week when all the packs are officially launched. This year's event runs from the 7th to the 16th of March with the theme of Change and Adapt. It's not just for young people, and the RSGB has a range of additional activity ideas you could try with your community, friends and family. The RSGB hopes its ideas and resources will encourage you to get out there and inspire others. Find out more at rsgb.org/BSW and look out for further announcements this week. If you have an idea or a plan to get people involved, or would like some advice and support, please contact RSGB British Science Week Coordinator Ian Neal, M0KEO, via bsw@rsgb.org.uk. If you're an RSGB member, have excellent leadership skills and would like to contribute to the amateur radio community, how about becoming an RSGB board director? Nominations are now open for applicants to stand for two elected board director roles. The existing board is looking for directors who have specific skills to replace outgoing directors. It would love to see applications from those who have expertise in spectrum matters and with building positive relationships with other organisations. The board is also looking for people who are passionate about continuing its important outreach activity, as well as its ongoing work in developing political skills amongst the amateur radio community. The Society is encouraging candidates from a diverse range of backgrounds to stand for election and wants to ensure that the voices around the table understand and reflect the community it aims to serve. Find out more about these roles as well as other opportunities in the RSGB 2025 elections by going to rsgb.org/election. The closing date for all vacancies is 2359 UTC on the 31st of January, so act now and ensure that you take this opportunity to help shape the future of amateur radio. If you're a member of an RSGB-affiliated club or society, the RSGB is encouraging you to visit Club Finder on the RSGB pages and check that your organisation's details are up to date. The RSGB Club Finder allows people to search for local amateur radio groups. Those people could want to join your group, find out more about amateur radio before taking their foundation's licence, exam, or perhaps need support for British Science Week activities. Updating your list is easy. Just log into the club membership services account under members and go to UK Club Finder section. The form includes a section called Meeting Details, where you can add helpful information about disabled access as well as details about physical and online meetings. The Society will update Club Finder with any new data between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. every Friday afternoon. If you wish your update to appear before the weekend, please ensure you update your details before 3 p.m. on Fridays. Any questions on the process can be sent to membership@rsgb.org.uk. Ofcom has announced a consultation which seeks to simplify the licensing of amateur radio visitors to the UK from a specific list of countries. The consultation also covers the proposed simplification of other wireless equipment usage. Ofcom says, quote, we propose to introduce a new license exemption for short-term use of amateur radio equipment by radio amateurs visiting from countries that are not covered by the CEPT recommendation, but with whom the UK has a bilateral reciprocal agreement, unquote. The deadline for responses to the consultation is 5 p.m. on the 28th of March. You can read the Ofcom consultation at tinyurl.com/ofcom-uwtle. Have you revalidated your license recently? Ofcom requires that radio amateurs revalidate their license at least every 5 years, although confirming annually is recommended. For more information on the process, go to rsgb.org/licensing, select license revalidation from the right-hand menu. The web page provides further information on the process, a link of the Ofcom portal, as well as a handy video guide on the process from Ofcom. Make sure you keep your details up to date and add a diary reminder to renew each year. Have you made a New Year's resolution to learn CW? If so, you might be interested in Essex CW Amateur Radio Club's CW for Beginners training. The next course starts on Thursday, the 6th of February. It will take place via Skype from 7 p.m. If you're interested in taking part, email Andy, G0IBN, via G0IBN, figure 1, at yahoo.com. Lots of amateurs are on the air until the end of January, with stations taking part in Worldwide Award. If you have been listening to the HF bands, you will have heard lots of stations using call signs with WWA suffix. Points are awarded for working these stations using a variety of modes. For example, 2 points are awarded for a contact made using a digital mode, and 10 points are awarded for making a CW contact. To qualify for the award, you need a minimum of 100 points. To read more about the Worldwide Award, visit hamaward.cloud/WWA. Now for details of rallies and events, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally takes place on the 26th of January at Festival Hall, Caister Road in Market Raisin. Doors open at 10 a.m, admission £3, hot refreshments, ample free car parking will be available. The cost for a table is £10. To book, contact Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, on 07777 699069, or email m5zzz@outlook.com. On the 9th of February, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair takes place at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW55DG. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and admission will cost £5. Hot food, refreshments and free car parking will be available. More information, contact Patrick 2E0VGF via info@radioactivefair.co.uk. The Red Rose Rally Winter Rally is due to take place on the 23rd of February from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee in Lancashire, WN72PJ. Please note that the maximum number of 5 foot tables per trader has been reduced from 6 to 5. On a brighter note, the price remains as it has been for several years at £10 per table. More information, wmrc.co.uk. Now for special event news, HI59UD is a special call sign in use by the Dominican Amateur Radio Union, the second oldest amateur radio club in the Dominican Republic. The station is active to celebrate the 59th anniversary of its foundation. Look for activity on the HF bands using SSB and digital modes until the 25th of January. For information about a certificate that's available for working the station, visit qrz.com. Special call sign PA25MC will be on the air for just 1 day on Thursday, the 23rd of January. The station will be active to introduce Dutch Marines to the world of amateur radio. Operators will be using SSB on the HF bands. The event is organised and supported by PI4VBD, the club station of the Royal Netherlands Army Signal Regiment. More information from qrz.com. DX News, David V3VSM/HR3 is active from Roatin Island, NA057, off the north coast of Honduras until the 25th of January. He's operating CW and FT8 on 30 and 20 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or via David's home call. Jeff VA3QSL is active as FG stroke call sign from Guadeloupe, which is NA102, until the 26th of January. Following this, he'll be active as PJ7 stroke call sign from St. Martin, NA105, between the 27th of January and the 16th of February. His final leg of the Caribbean tour sees him operating as Fox Sierra stroke call sign from St. Martin, NA105, between the 16th of February and the 4th of March. He'll operate SSB, CW and Digital on the 40 to 6 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World directly to Jeff's home call or via the Bureau. Contest news tomorrow, the 20th, the FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC, FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 21st, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. CQ160 meter DX contest runs from 2200 UTC on Friday the 24th until 2200 UTC on Sunday the 26th of January. Using CW on the 160 meter band, the exchange is signal report and CW zone. USA stations also send their state and Canadian stations their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group RITI Sprint runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday the 25th to 1200 UTC on Sunday the 26th of January. RTTY in the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is your serial number. Now for propagation reports compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, it looks as though the lull in sunspot activity is coming to an end as the solar flux index rose to 174 on Thursday the 16th after a week in the 150s and 160s. The sun was fairly bare, but there are now signs of more sunspot activity rotating into view. There have been no X-class flares in the past 7 days, only one M-class event. This has meant that the KP index has been low thanks to a lack of associated coronal mass ejections. There were four during 1 3-hour period on the 17th of January. As a result, HF conditions have not been too bad, with daytime maximum usable frequencies over the 3,000 kilometre regularly exceeding 24 or even 28 megs at times. However, nighttime MUFs are still in the doldrums, often struggling to get above 5 megahertz over a 3,000 kilometre path. This will no doubt change as we head towards spring. DX on the bands recently has included S01WS in Western Sahara and UP7WWA in Kazakhstan, both on 28 megs CW. Close to home, we had GB200LB celebrating the bicentenary of the invention of Braille code and GB1GKA commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Portishead radio receiving station, callsign GKA, at Highbridge in Somerset. Both of these stations were active on the 2017, 15 and 10 metre band using CW. At the other end, KEV VK6LW has been heard on 1822 kHz from Western Australia at his sunrise at 2112 UTC, as has Robert DU7ET in the Philippines at 2200 UTC. January is a great month for top band contacts. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain on the 160 to 175 range. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be good with a maximum of KP index of 3. As always, keep an eye on solarham.com for news of solar flares and coronal mass ejections, which could easily send the KP index higher and the MUFs lower. Now for VHF and up. The current spell of high pressure has served us well, with some good tropo paths around the edge of the high into Spain and Portugal, and even beyond to Madeira. This has shown how effective long maritime ducts can be around the edge of areas of high pressure. On the 16th of January, the Atlantic was taking over the agenda when low pressure near Scotland was pushing a weakening front into northwestern Britain as the high retreated east into Europe. The rest of the coming week has other lows bringing some rain or showers, especially to the northwest of the UK, where it'll become quite windy again. Wednesday the 15th, weather models suggest a small high may return to the southern part of the country. We're in rather unsettled weather period at the moment, with some limited rain scatter potential for the gigahertz bands. Meteor scatter is also a bit thin, with just a possibility of scatter via the Gamma Ursae Minorids, which peaked yesterday on the 18th. However, the number of meteors is at a very low rate and is not really a good option. Next, we move into Aurora, and there continue to be examples of alerts suggesting minor events. Generally, though, spring is usually a better time, so there's a little time to wait. Saturday the 11th of January brought a welcome out of season spread, a key opening to Poland and then the Balkans on 50 megs, lasting about 3.5 hours from 1200 UTC. Another bit of good news is the return of the IONOSONDE data for the propquest.co.uk website after missing a few days. This is a timely opportunity to thank all those who maintain the professional data sets that allow us amateurs to see what the bands are doing. Moon declination is positive, going negative this Sunday. Moon windows will shorten and peak moon elevations fall. Path losses continue to increase as we approach apogee on Tuesday. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. That's it from the propagation team. That's all from me also until next week.